Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Senator Lummis wants to use federal land for affordable housing. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis has co-sponsored legislation that would allow federal land to be used for public housing. The Helping Open Underutilized Space to Ensure Shelter Act, or HOUSES, would open up parcels of federally owned land for states or local governments to buy for the purpose of increasing the availability of housing. Senator Lummis told Cowboy State Daily, the purpose of the bill is to make state and local governments able to buy local land for home development. The legislation would amend the Federal Land Policy and Management Act and also proposes that state or local entities would be allowed to buy federal public land at a discounted rate well below market value. The HOUSES Act was first introduced in 2022 and was recently introduced by Lummis, as well as bill sponsors Senator Mike Lee of Utah, John Barrasso of Wyoming, and Dan Sullivan of Alaska. Lack of affordable housing has become not only an issue in Wyoming in recent years, but also throughout the entire West. Senator Barrasso said housing affordability is a nationwide problem. Rent is high and mortgages are even higher thanks to Bidenomics. The HOUSES Act will provide new options to state and local governments by allowing them to buy certain lands from the federal government for residential purposes. As more people move to Wyoming, growing communities need options to expand housing. Lummis said the legislation could have a particular benefit for a number of Wyoming communities that border federal land, which make up nearly 50% of Wyoming's total acreage. The Joint Economic Committee of Congress estimates that the bill would lead to the construction of 2.7 million more homes in the U.S. and alleviate Wyoming's entire housing shortage. Under the bill, development would be limited to federal lands directly adjacent to where existing sewer infrastructure could be developed and would also exclude particularly sensitive tracts of land such as wilderness areas and national monuments. This would leave out most federal land aside from BLM and Bureau of Reclamation property. It would ensure that the lands are primarily used for housing with a mandate that at least 85% be dedicated for residential purposes and the community's related needs. It also includes density requirements, ensuring a minimum of 4 homes per acre and prohibits the development of luxury second homes on these parcels. Lummis said she would not expect the bill to offer any meaningful solution to the issue of rising property taxes in Wyoming, which will have to be resolved by the state legislature. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.